Hare Krishna. From Ukraine, a Bhakti Jenny wants to know what does it mean to have a eternal relationship between disciple and spiritual master. When we become Krishna conscious, we recognize that we are all Krishna's eternal parts and parcels. Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, that we're eternally connected to Krishna. Prior to this, identifying with the body, which is temporary, we think that our identities are temporary. But now we come to the realization that yes, we are also eternal servants of Krishna, and as eternal servants of Krishna, therefore we also have eternal connection with each other, just like all servants of a king have a relationship with each other. Similarly, when we accept a spiritual master, that is a spiritual relationship based on knowledge of being servants of the Lord. The spiritual master service is to help us become Krishna's servant, and in turn we serve the spiritual master for his kindness in teaching us how to become servants. So that eternal relationship, a servant, therefore, is there between us. However, although the relationship is eternal, it's not eternally the same as it is here, as we are in the material world. But when we achieve our sarup, based upon what our sarup is, then our eternal relationship takes a eternal form, that eternal form that always continues like that. So the relationship therefore can be understood in that way as being a eternal relationship, and we understand that relationship is not only eternal between disciple and spiritual master, but it's eternal between all Vaishnavas. Ramachandra Sangha Kavi Narottama Das. Narottama Das Thakur hankers to have the eternal association of the disciple of his good friend Srinivasacharya, whose name is Ramachandra Kaviraj. So this is the nature of spiritual life, is that everything is eternal. Her other question is, what is the role or position of the founder Acharya? And for that, I'll refer her to the wonderful book that has been printed by ISKCON and penned by Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. If you read that, then you'll really understand what the role of the founder Acharya is. But in short, the founder Acharya of a spiritual lineage is the preeminent Shikshaguru in that line, and he is also the person who sets the standards of practice and preaching, as well as its goals. And therefore, for us, Srila Prabhupada is our life and soul in so many ways. But please read that book. It will really tell you everything. And I hope devotees do avail themselves of that book. It was made available, actually free of charge. Bhakti Chumra sponsored so many. So it's a wonderful reading, easy reading, and really compulsory for devotees, not only to just read it, but study it so that they're very clear on who is Srila Prabhupada and what his role as Founder Acharya is. Hare Krishna.